Yo, what's up? I'm Ant, and I'm joined by my two friends here. Introduce yourself, guys.
Tyler Peters, and just happy to be with you, gentlemen. So let's discuss some wrestling, shall we?
I'm Christian, back at it again. I agree, just like Tyler said. Thank you guys for having me on. So let's get it.
Christian's episode number four. We were
I
doing
was
the
gonna
countdown
say
last.
that. I was gonna say that again, but I didn't.
I
I got you, brother.
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate
Episode
it. Like I
number.
said, I'm happy to be here, joined by Tyler and Anthony. So really excited to have the conversation. I haven't had a conversation with Tyler yet, so it's gonna be very exciting.
It's gonna be
Thank you.
lit. And if you guys are checking us out, you're here. Well, we are the Uncensored Wrestling Podcast. And you are checking out our Friday Night SmackDown from December 2nd, 2022, live in Buffalo, New York. Our recap: WWE has been in the Northeast a lot lately, these past couple of episodes. So fun times, except for last night with Raw. But anyways, so the Bloodline come out with Sami Zayn. I know he's a part of the Bloodline, but I just sort of consider him sort of an honorary member. So they come out together, and I noticed that Solo is not wearing red like the rest of the group. I know that that's normal of him to do, but with cracks forming, I just want to pay close attention to any and all things. So basically, he does not put up the one finger either, Solo, when they all do it. Interesting. And
Yeah, it
Sammy.
is.
It is. Sammy says at War Games, and then Jimmy's like, "No, stop." He's like, "Tonight it's about you, Sammy. You, my dog, were the MVP of War Games." During the match, they are chanting, "Sammy Uso, you're the man." Jay takes the mic and says, "I doubted you for a long time, but when you decided to stand with the family, you got my respect ASAP." Sammy's like, "I don't know what to say. I'm feeling oozy." And with that, Sheamus and the Brawling Brutes come out, and they basically have some back and forth fodder to set up Sheamus versus Sammy. So I'll throw it to Tyler first, since Tyler's an older member, a senior.
Does
Let's
that mean I'm wiser? I'm a wise man like Paul Heyman?
Well, you listen to Jim Cornette, so
There's nothing wrong with that. That makes me
he's the
smart.
GOAT.
That
Jim
makes me,
Cornette is the
yeah.
GOAT.
He's one of the greatest of all
Oh
time. If I
shit, I
had
forgot
just a little
handicap.
bit,
Better
yeah,
keep my
you're
mouth
double
shut.
teamed. You've got to acknowledge us now. Thanks for that comment. No, but
Go ahead,
seriously,
sir.
the Brawling Brutes. I like this feud with the Usos and Sami Zayn. Let's just say it. The guy's been killing the game. I'll borrow a term from what you were saying, Ann, about this podcast. I mean, I'm feeling oozy. I'm feeling yeet, whatever you want to call it. I love Sami Zayn. Christian, I mean, what do you guys think? I just can't get enough of the Bloodline. To think that this story was only going to last, what, maybe a couple months, and now look at its progression. It's just amazing. I love what everything about it. Let me put it that way.
No, absolutely. This was a usual good Bloodline segment as always. Especially, I feel like the fans want to see Sami Zayn more, when I did not have the experience to see Sami Zayn, I only got to see the Bloodline without him. So it's happy to see Sami Zayn on TV. It was a good promo, with Jay finally putting Sami over as a Bloodline member, acknowledging him as family, as we already saw this past Monday night on Raw. The crowd was very into it as usual. They kept it really simple. And then once the Brawling Brutes come out, I knew there was going to be some kind of transition onto a singles match. But overall, it's always good way to start the show with the Bloodline, especially Friday Night SmackDown. I feel like, Friday Night SmackDown's more their show. It sucks not having the Tribal Chief there because he really does make the Bloodline, but good starting segment to Friday Night SmackDown.
Yeah, we the ones.
I
Yes,
agree,
sir.
y'all. I will say, Dory and I were talking about this last night with Raw being on. We're recording this on Tuesday. And I think we talked about this a little bit. I do feel like they need to let go of like them finding it hysterical anytime Sammy says it. Last night on Raw, they did a little thing where you know, that they mentioned something silly and Jimmy and Jay started trying to hold their faces together. Like, it was so funny. I think, you know, it's better when it's more organic, not every week, you know, it's like, but Sami Zayn is funny. Maybe, I did learn from, I think, Christian, you told me that they did the handshake. They've known each other for a long time. And, you know, they go way back and they did that handshake back in the day.
They go back since 2015, back in Sami Zayn's early NXT days.
Yeah, so I can see them being good friends. Like us, like we break each other's balls and crack up. Like, so I can see, you know, that happening. And, you know, right. Maybe they do really find it funny. But I think at some point, it's going to have to be not as funny. But
you feel like it's forced. I don't mean to cut you off.
Maybe, yeah, go ahead.
What Sammy's doing, is that kind of the perspective you're coming
I'm out? Having two thoughts. I think it's becoming forced, and I also am a little nervous of them making Sami Zayn the joke all the time. He's a good wrestler, and what I mean is, if you go back to his whole thing with Johnny Knoxville, he was a fool. You know,
the comedic style of wrestling.
And I think if he is going to battle Roman eventually, I want it to be believable. And right, I do think he's a bomb ass wrestler. I like him and I know he'll have a bomb match. But if I'm looking at this just based on the storylines, I don't think Sammy's a posable threat, because he's like the goof of the company, kind of, you know. And I think they need to start, you know, having him become a little bit more serious, a tiny bit, even not all the way. I think it's starting a little bit on, you know, he's becoming now, he's becoming more of a member.
Correct.
He's becoming more like, you know, like in your face. But I just feel like I just want something different. The past year, he's been a joke. Even last year with, oh, there's a conspiracy against me. Like it's like there's never been a consistent, I'm just a bomb ass wrestler and I'm here to compete storyline with Sammy. It's always been, since he came up to the main roster, some silly thing, or his battle with Kevin Owens. That's it.
Go ahead.
No, Chris. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I agree with that 100%. The problem is he's just so good on the mic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The fans love to see it. And, you know, I feel like they're starting to give more of like what the fans want to see. The Usos thing is starting to get really, really old. I just wanted to say that real quick. It is starting to get very, very old. You know, the first time they said it, I didn't think it was really that funny. The part that I thought was funny was them breaking character. But I feel like Sami Zayn, in order for him to get, you know, a little more serious, and is, I feel like the Bloodline really needs to betray him, and they need to betray him in a way where it's good. Because if he does team up with KO again, I personally think he will team up with KO to fight the Usos for the Undisputed Tag titles. And I hope that if he does do that, I do hope to see him more serious with Kevin Owens. Again, the only problem with that is they don't want anything to do with each other. So that I don't know. Sami Zayn's just too good on the mic for him to be a serious character.
I get it.
I just want to say that I think Usy is one of the greatest inventions so far, and I have to just respectfully disagree with you gentlemen, just to keep it a little different. Because salute. Thank you very much. You know, I love this stuff. I can't help it. Sami Zayn, I think we just need to give it time with all sincerity. I think he'll be more legitimate. But you brought up a great point, and so did you, Ant, about, you know, Kevin Owens. They're getting him in the picture, and I'll just piggyback off that. But I love the entertaining stuff.
This is entertaining, too. Christian, go. Excuse me, folks. This is uncensored. It's frozen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought that was just my computer.
No, Christian got inside the look of fear on Christian's face. Yeah, it made me laugh. He's back.
He's back, no, Tyler.
Yeah, I guess James Taylor. That needs to be my song, The Frozen Man. I've not done this in a while. You know, it's happened a couple times. That's making a great point about Sami Zayn, and I guess you guys got mad. It was, I thought Retribution was back. What happened? What's going on here? Vince McMahon's taking control again. Johnny Ace. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. Hurry up. He said pro wrestling and says Booker T and cut him off.
Yeah, there you go. We can't say those terms anymore. Yes, we can. Thanks, Triple H.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, he's back.
He's back. All right, Tyler.
Let's take a shot every time Tyler freezes.
Did he freeze again?
That's what I'm saying. I told you I love it when this shit goes wrong.
Oh my God, Tyler. What? It's all right, Tyler. You're almost right there.
I've been censored again. I guess I shouldn't have said anything. I'm back. I'd love to see the faces, you know, breaking them. We're not even into the first match. This is the first segment. Yeah, the Uzi thing. I guess you guys were really mad because you're like, okay, you said it again. Let's do it. Let's cause it.
I'm disagreeing.
Yeah, that's what I get for having a different opinion. What happened to freedom of speech?
What's her name? Shelby. What's her name, Anthony?
Who? Shirley.
Shirley. I guess Shirley doesn't like freedom of speech.
He's frozen again. Yeah, buddy, foul. Take another shot. All right. If you're playing along at home, Tyler is frozen. So go ahead and take another shot. He's back.
No, I was just actually messaging the powers that be asking, what did I do? You know, because I'm frozen every time I try to say something. Somebody else say something. Maybe it'll help. Yeah. I don't know.
My title bus falling down because I'm cracking up. Okay, so let's move on to the match.
I'm here for laughs.
It was a good opening segment. And it was a good opening segment also to lead on to the next match.
Yes.
Anthony will tell us what the next match was.
Well, Chris is taking over. I like this. Look at this.
I do too. I just
don't want Tyler's thing to freeze again. So.
Well, yeah, you made it happen. You fucking spoke into existence, Chris. Well,
it's just the way he's frozen. Like, he's.
Yo, this is awesome.
Oh man.
This is awesome.
I know he's pissed.
Another shot. Here we go.
I know he's pissed.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, wait, he's back.
Well, this has been a train wreck, and my apologies. My goodness.
No, you're good. It's not your fault, man. Technical difficulties.
I've been serious. I've been asking, has anybody else had? Because this is so funny. I'm like, all of a sudden,
I swear to God, none of us are messing with you.
I know. Trust me, I know.
I don't know the crazy hacks like that.
That is awesome. He's back. Yo, this fucking.
Holy hell. What are we going to do?
Yeah, this is a fucking nightmare. I love it. This is awesome. Okay. Let me move on as Tyler recuperates. So. Sheamus along.
Do you want me to do this, Anthony?
You know what? If it's better, seriously, I may need to, because I'm so
you are totally fine. No, but I love it. This is fun.
But I don't want to ruin the show, man. I'll come back on the Attitude Years. It's weird, man. It can work great for months, and then all of a sudden, it's like
it's like.
I'm afraid it's going to freeze up though, and when you guys are making a point or I'm trying, it's just going to make it screw up your recording. So if it's better for me, I understand, man. It's been a problem. I've been laughing, but
this is live, pal. We'll do it live.
Okay, yeah, he's frozen. Well, Tyler, hopefully we can do this again. He's just gonna leave.
No, yo, Tyler, come back. It's okay, Tyler. I feel you, brother. Okay, well, this is the first time this has happened before. Chris, let me fix this. Hey, I told you I love when shit goes wrong. Wait a minute, but he's still there. How do I get it? Wait a minute, it keeps freezing. Oh, Tyler, I love you, Tyler. He's cracking up. Okay. Tyler, we appreciate you. We love your thoughts. Okay.
Appreciate it. I wish you, yeah.
Yes, appreciate you, sir.
We appreciate you, Tyler.
Okay, there we go.
Oh man, Tyler, I appreciate it, man. Sad we didn't get to, you know, have a full episode together, but we'll see you soon. That was something.
Made
though.
My fucking night, dude.
Holy hell, that was something.
That tickled me. That really fucking tickled my ass, man.
That's why, you know, we had the word uncensored in there.
That's why, like, it's totally cool. So I think it could take over. I mean, if you want to, you can, whoever.
I only said that because you were dying laughing in the moment. So I think I'm good.
Now that the picture is gone, I just kept laughing because I was trying to.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because this picture was like
a smile.
Oh, man.
I'm like, how the fuck? I talk about the brawling brutes with that. Okay, but I'm going to do it now.
Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. You are a straight up G, Chris. I like you, brother. Okay, wait. We'll do 5, okay? And then fist bump. Boom. Appreciate it. Okay, so.
Hell yeah.
For the first match of the night, Sami Zayn with the Bloodline taking on Sheamus with the Brawling Brutes. Just some quick notes here. Sheamus is in control to start with many clotheslines. He sends Sami into the railing. Sami takes control with a DDT, and that gets a 2 count. Sami the nails a flying tornado DDT. Sami goes for 10 beats, but Sheamus takes control. Sheamus nails a power slam, and he catches Sami off the top with an Irish curse. And Sheamus turns that into a clover leaf, but Sami is able to grab the ropes. Sami dives onto Sheamus outside, and Sheamus is actually nailing the white noise to get a 2 count. Sheamus nails 20 beats of the Bowery to Sami. Jimmy then kicks Sheamus. Sami nails a blue thunderbomb, and that gets a 2 count. And that's when the Brawling Brutes and the Usos fight outside of the ring. Solo obviously shows his allegiance and he attacks the Brutes, and Jay super kicks Sheamus, and Sami makes the cover and gets a 3 count. So Sami getting the win over Sheamus with the help of Jay Uso. Now, Chris, my question for you is, does this, and I guess this is like, I'm trying to ask you what you think is going to happen. Does this cement Jay's trust and Sami, or do you think they're still, because this is a big deal, this is a guy who would never, like, he stopped his matches to avoid Sami getting involved. So do you think this is the end of their issues with Sami?
I do. You know, it was a good match. You know, I don't think we've seen a match you know, where Sammy's been involved in the match where we've actually seen, you know, the help of Jey Uso. You know, we see Jey Uso finally acknowledged Sami Zayn as a member, not a member of the Bloodline, but basically family for the past 2 weeks now, ever since Survivor Series. Excuse me. So, you know, and not just Jey Uso, but Solo as well. And we talked about earlier how you mentioned in this beginning segment where you don't see Solo wearing, you know, red, you don't see him throwing up the one. So he was a big factor in this match, in my opinion. He dominated. I think he was the difference maker in this match.
Yeah.
But I definitely do think now the problems between Jay and Sami, I think for the most part, they should be over. I can't say that we won't see them maybe, you know, disagree in the near future, but I definitely think for the most part, I definitely think they're both on the same page, which makes them both very, very dominant.
I agree, my friend. I think this solidifies them as a group, but something's going to happen down the line.
Oh, absolutely.
We then get a promo for Legado del Fantasma. Not much to talk about here. Just, you know, Santos is getting ready for the main event tonight. Kofi Kingston's backstage, and Kofi announces that he will be in the Royal Rumble match. I'm excited to see what kind of stunt he pulls off. I always look forward to Kofi in the Rumble.
Me too, me too.
However, go ahead, man, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry to cut you off. But the thing is, it's always, you know, my problem with the Royal Rumble is I don't like when they announce. They're like, I know, okay, Kofi Kingston's in the Rumble. It's not like, oh my God. Like, but I feel like, you know, if they're going to announce him, they should put him one or two. But
you know, I
just hope for future reference. I hope for future they don't keep announcing.
They don't
maybe announce one more, have those two be the top or the first two entries, and don't announce anyone else.
I
I miss back in the days when, like, they wouldn't announce who was in. They would maybe announce who's in the match, or maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. But, like, during the actual Rumble pay-per-view when they would go to backstage and they pick their numbers, I miss those because those segments were always good.
Oh, yes, you know? Absolutely.
So I miss that stuff because then there you could get, like, I remember Farouk would be like, damn. Or, like, there's a great one where Eddie steals Ric Flair's number. And Ric Flair is, like, all smiling, and he's like, I'm the judge, you know, living limousine, right? And, you know, Eddie Guerrero lie, cheat, and steal. So he's like, Eddie lies, like, I got the best number ever. And Rick's like, oh, I want it. And then they swap, and Rick gets a shitty number. But anyways, let's move on. So, yeah, you're not a big fan of that. I'm not either. I really hate when they were announcing everyone.
I'm trying to think of that segment, and I do remember.
You remember, right? It was, like, from
2005.
Yes, Rumble. Yes, that was a very good Royal Rumble. Probably one of my top 10 favorites.
Is that the Rumble?
That's when Edge and Shawn Michaels, JBL, Big Show, and Kurt Angle, Randy Orton, Triple H, Undertaker versus Hyde and Wright in the casket match. It was the one where they were doing, like, the promo of, like, them singing and shit, like West Side Story.
Was that the one? Batista one?
Yes, that's when Mysterio runs down and hurts his legs. That's hysterical.
Mysterio won the year after.
He won 06, yes.
Okay.
But Imperium confront Kofi Kingston backstage on SmackDown, and Gunther ends up challenging Kofi. So I'm excited to see that match. Gunther is one of my favorites. I just hope they go back to Walter. I don't understand. Although I do love Gunther, the way the lady fucking says his name.
I like
moving on. Better. Bray Wyatt is backstage, and I feel like his, I guess I'm going to call his Uncle Howdy character the Shape, kind of like in Halloween. I feel like he kind of looks different. Doesn't he have now Uncle Howdy, but, like, the mask, it's, like, more green now, right? Did you notice that?
I did notice that. I think they need to soon just tell us who the fuck Uncle Howdy is. I think it's Bo Dallas, but I don't know.
So Bray's backstage, and he says, and we'll talk about that. He says, we are spoiled. Everyone has manners. But once upon a time, we were wild animals. And he says, snakes eat rats. It's just animals trying to survive. And he says, some of us must die for others to live. He says, we all want to fit in and carry on. He goes, I'm not the one who hurt LA Knight. He says, I heard you, how you rejoiced, how primal of you. If I had been the one, you all would know, because there would be nothing of LA Knight left. And that's it. So here's my question for you with this whole Bray thing. We don't know the answer. We're supposed to be confused. But are we supposed to think that Bray is trying to fight this person in his head? Is this, like you said, an actual physical being? Is it, you know, because, you know, this is a Raw situation, but we keep seeing it pop up with Alexa Bliss. So there's some form of supernatural, whatever type of element to it, because there's not a physical person there doing it. So is this sort of like going to be kind of like, is Bray fighting these emotions, and sometimes it comes out, sometimes it doesn't? Like, I'm very confused.
I'm also very confused. With the whole Alexa Bliss thing, you know, I could see maybe why they would, it would have something to do, you know, with Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss, because they obviously have done something in the past with the whole fire friendly house thing. I don't know exactly what they could do. I generally don't know, because we kind of see, you know, Alexa Bliss bring her doll, and so she kind of, like, plays that character like she used to, but we're kind of seeing a whole new Bray Wyatt. So I don't know. My theory is, I do think Uncle Howie is a real person. Like I said, I think it's Bo Dallas. Maybe they do something with the family.
You know what I'm thinking? As you're talking, I got an idea.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead. No, you keep talking.
Excuse me. I'm just saying, it's so good. Like, this was an interesting message. The only thing I want to see him wrestle – That is my only thing. I like these segments that he does, you know, obviously all the time. I like him better when they're more in the ring, but, you know, they can't really do that because his entrance takes forever.
I love seeing it, though. When I was there when he came out on SmackDown.
Oh, man.
I'll send you the clips.
Okay, yeah, I need to see that because my buddy saw, when he came to Extreme Rules, but he didn't go out. But, you know, whether or not Wyatt is admitting the truth that he attacked LA Knight or not, it was a good promo. I don't know. Maybe him and LA Knight do something in the future. If they were going to do something, I thought they already would have done it at War Games, but I don't know. Maybe I think they're doing this segment very, very well and the storyline very good because, like you said, you're confused. I'm confused. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't know what else to say. We're just going to have to watch and find out. But I would like to see Bray Wyatt finally do some in-ring competition. At least
it'll happen soon. It has to happen soon. But I think, you know, you're talking about Alexa Bliss. I have a feeling that it might be like this crew, this clique is going to be members of his past or members of former selves. For example, I could definitely see Alexa Bliss. I'm not a fan of Eric Redbeard, whatever you want to call him, but I could definitely see them be like, hey, come join this group. I could see them. I know Karrion Kross doesn't really have much to do with any of this, but why not? I could see them doing things because the whole storyline, it seems, is Bray is fighting with himself and trying to figure out who he is. He came out, I'm a good guy, you all love me. You know, and this whole storyline is, you know, even with the phone, you dial the numbers and, oh, he's not telling the truth. He's not. It's this battle of what's going on with him, right? Like, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? What's his personality? I keep losing my title. What's the split? What's going on? And I think that, I don't know, maybe it's not going to be that. Maybe it's just going to be Bo. But it definitely just seems like there's going to be some elements of his past, especially with Alexa Bliss. Why is Alexa, who's on a completely different show, doing completely different things, being involved in this? And it's not like you definitely see it. But let's move on because we do see some Uncle Howdy later.
Yeah, because what you just said is a really good point. Alexa Bliss is in a whole another show. So I don't know.
That means that it could be anybody. It could be on NXT. It could be someone from, you never know. But
I have no idea.
We now have our next match, Emma taking on Shayna Baszler. But before the match, Emma's talking to Madcap Moss backstage. And Moss says, Emma, you're a trailblazer. Trailblazer, yeah. You worked your tail off to make change. You're Emma. You belong here. And then Emma kisses Moss on the cheek.
Aww. And
yeah, cute. The match starts. Emma nails a Russian leg sweep and gets a two. Shayna nails a clothesline, and Emma clotheslines Shayna as well. Emma applies a tarantula, and Emma climbs to the top, but Shayna kicks the ropes, takes her down, and applies a Kira Fuda clutch, and Emma taps. After the match, Shayna continues assaulting Emma until Shotzi run out. Shayna kicks Shotzi in the face, and she goes to stomp on Shotzi until Raquel Rodriguez runs out and Shayna leaves. I'm hearing rumors on different sites that it looks like it will probably be Ronda versus Raquel at Rumble, yep. Which I wouldn't mind seeing. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I really think Raquel, you're gonna be surprised. I think Raquel is beautiful. There's another Raquel.
I think her injuries are work.
Oh yeah, but she is so like,
oh absolutely,
about her, the big mommy cool, right? Like, yeah, she dates Braun. But here's my thing. My thing is, I find her more attractive than Rhea, and I'm comparing them because they're both the same height.
I will agree.
That's my only thought.
I will agree with you on that.
What do you think about Shayna? I mean, we talked about this the other night, dominating. Go ahead.
Right. I think this is another easy win for Shayna with, you know, Emma getting a bit offense in there, but she's not a threat to Shayna. Not at all. You know, they need to do more with Emma for, like, people to care because I don't think people really care too much about Emma since we've been back. She didn't get much of a pop. Maybe they could do something with her and Madcap Moss since Madcap Moss is, you know, a little more ahead of the crowd than Emma is. But You know, it was just another dominant win for
I
Shayna.
Thought they were going to
do. They need to book Shayna Baszler a little more, but
yeah, they do.
That's all
I thought they were going to do, and this doesn't matter, but I thought they were going to do a mixed tag. I thought it was going to be Emma and Moss versus Cross and Scarlett. Because
that would have been a good match. We haven't seen Scarlett really wrestle too much, so.
But I do like Shayna, and we've mentioned this, I do like seeing Shayna in a stronger light. You know, she came back from Elimination Chamber, dominated, lost to Becky, and then everyone forgot about her. Then she tag-teamed with Nia Jax, then did this, and nothing important. So I am glad to see her in a storyline. But yeah, I'm just, would you like, do you think Raquel, I mean, I doubt this is going to happen at Rumble, but would you be okay if Raquel beat Ronda? She's
no,
a former NXT Women's Champion
no,
and NXT Tag Champ.
No, as I love Raquel Rodriguez. I think she will make a future great SmackDown Women's Champion. But before we take our first break, I just want to say, you know, I don't think she should win because there's no storyline. If, like, hypothetically speaking, Charlotte Flair comes back, she wins the Rumble, or hypothetically speaking, Shayna Baszler wins the Rumble, at least there's a storyline going into those matches, because Charlotte still has unfinished business with Ronda, and Shayna Baszler and Ronda are good friends, and, you know, it would be cool to see them, you know, fight. So that's... I will not say this ever again, but I hope Ronda does not lose the title at the Rumble.
Ooh, I do want to say, I would like to see Raquel versus Charlotte down the line. Yes. But we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Gunther and a lot more. We see some new fate, well, old faces returning. A lot's happening. Stay. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. I got my dude Christian with me.
What's up? We don't. Sadly, we are not joined by Tyler, as you saw before.
I'm gonna make Christian difficulties sing one time because Christian said that he doesn't sing.
I'm so bad with the singing. I'm terrible. I don't sing. I wish I had a voice.
Sing.
I sadly do
Damn
not.
It. That's one thing that this unflawed guy has is a non-singing ability, but that's okay.
That
now
is
my,
my one
time
thing I don't have
that I get to pimp us all out. Check out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts available. Give us a 5-star rating. I might ask a question. I'll let you know at the end if I do. And you know, because with Spotify you can ask a Q&A thing, fun. Also hit us up on YouTube, subscribe, like, and hit the notification bell to stay notified when new content drops, and you get to see our beautiful face faces. See, speech impediment. Hi, we have Christian here.
Yeah, how we doing? I'm back.
That's ready. Christian's thinking about the lovely lady that's about to write to him after seeing his smile and radiant here. And
honestly,
you know,
I'm taking a break from the ladies.
Wow.
I'm not right in a rush. I don't
wow.
know. I'm not, but if feel free to text me, hit me up. I'm always
yeah,
down to
you
have a conversation.
First.
But do not get attached or anything, because it's not happening.
I'm sorry.
That's just how I feel. I think I'm not dating anybody. I think all the girl. I think all you girls are the same. So.
Wow!
But
I'm gonna stop you while you're ahead, sir. Hold on. We don't want girls. Don't leave. That's his thought.
That's my thought. My thought only, just by experience. But shout out to the female listeners out there. We love you.
Shout
I love
you
guys. You guys are the best.
Females, man.
You guys are a blessing.
They're beautiful, man. Okay.
They are beautiful.
They are a blessing. Good God Almighty. Okay. Speaking of blessings, which you and Tyler were having a fun time talking about, Lacey Evans has a promo. There's a funny thing on Facebook, I'm sure you saw it, where it's like, it says every time Lacey Evans leaves a, what was it, a character meeting or whatever it is, a pitch meeting, and it's like all different characters from Mortal Kombat and shit. Lacey Evans goes through fucking
She's
gimmick
dope.
After gimmick,
After gimmick, after gimmick. And I feel like every time, before you go into the promo,
go
I
ahead.
just want to say, I feel like every time she gets a good gimmick and it finally starts to go somewhere, we don't see her for like a month or two, and then she gets a whole new gimmick.
What is this
I don't
gimmick
know.
That she's just an army bitch? Like, I
don't know, but there's...
I didn't watch the promo. I just, because I'm like,
so,
yo, man.
So basically, yeah. So basically a video aired basically saying like she was getting back to basics, and then training in some military while training with the U.S. Marine Corps. And then she ended it by saying the mission begins and then telling us to go back to basics. So I don't know. I think.
Is it more heelish or face, the promo?
See, this is where I'm getting at. So there's rumors going around that Sergeant Slaughter could be a manager.
What? Why?
Because the Army.
Yeah, but he's old as fuck.
I don't know. He did a
wrestling. Why would she want? That was like her with Ric Flair. Why would you want an old guy?
He did a wrestling convention in Harrisburg, and he didn't look that bad. He didn't look too old. But that's just a stupid rumor I heard. I don't think it's going to happen.
But good God.
I think it's more heelish. Her with her last gimmick, you know, she kind of started, you know, she did her life story. She was kind of trying to do like a more baby face, but then she ended up did switching heel. She also did say in her last gimmick, she's like, "None of you guys appreciate me." So maybe this is her heel gimmick on maybe like getting the fans to appreciate her, because you always always will appreciate a U.S. a military.
Yeah, of course. So,
maybe this is finally her way to, you know, get us the fans a way to appreciate her, what she's done, because that's what, you know, she was very pissed off about. But I think it's going to be more of a heel character.
This is vibes. Have you ever seen the Facebook meme of, like, Sable walking out and she's waving, smiling to the crowd? And then it goes, it's her smiling, and then it goes, oh, wait a minute. I'm stopping heel. And it shows her face, and she, like, slowly puts her hand down.
Sable is awesome. Let me tell you, Sable is awesome.
That's awesome, dude. Fucking, I don't know what. Like, yo.
Wait, what happened?
Like, it's really funny because she really had no clue. She was like, yo, her face. She came out moving to the crowd, and then, like, in the middle of her waving, she, like, stops. It was weird. Like, oh.
How old is she now? Is she old?
Oh, God. Did you see the picture of her when she was young that's floating online? She was very pretty. She's a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah. Is she with Brock Lesnar still?
Yeah. That's why I'm just laughing at just the way. Just the way she's like all smiling and waving. And then she's like, oh. She's like,
oh, I had the video right here.
What? Her doing the wave?
Yes.
Yeah, then realizing that she's not a baby face.
Watch.
Wow. She comes out smiling.
Wow.
It's really bad.
Wow, yep. I know Vince McMahon. What the hell? Yep, she got the Vince
she's
McMahon
waving,
screen down
and
to
like,
that.
Oops,
wow.
And then
you... She went, oh, wait, I'm a heel.
Yeah, it was weird. That's why I was
oh, awful. My God. Yeah, not a good heel. She definitely got the Vince McMahon treatment after.
Let's move on. Poor Lacey. Lacey got like,
shout out Lacey Evans, though, and shout out Sable. I really liked Sable.
Sable was cool. All right, so we have Gunther, the Intercontinental Champion, with Imperium taking on Kofi Kingston. And excuse me for my nasally voice, by the way. Sinuses are happening, and I just generally have a nasally voice. Hey, it's good for a podcast, right? So Gunther nails a big chop to the chest of Kofi. Kofi tries to make some moves of his own, but Gunther just chops in nonstop. Braun Strowman comes out and takes out Imperium. Kofi goes for an SOS and gets a two count. This is cool. He nails a boom drop and a frog splash to the back of Gunther, and that gets a two. Kofi jumps off the top, but is met with a chop and a German and gets a two count. Gunther applies the Boston Crab and then applies an STF. And then the end comes after Gunther nails his new finisher, the Last Symphony, and he gets a three count. And that's it. So I guess it was just a match for the show. It was good to see Gunther get involved. I'm not looking forward to Gunther versus Braun. Maybe they'll have a decent match. But again, it just seems like this match was put on. It was a good match. I'm not shit-talking. I was happy to see it. It was a good match. But again, I think it was just sort of put on so that Braun could run out and take care of Imperium. But what did you think?
I thought it was another good match, where the crowd again was not into it, which I don't blame them, because here's the thing. I like Gunther, whatever you want to call him. I know him as Walter. But you know, he, I don't know about you, but he doesn't interest me. His manager or whatever, they interest me more than he actually does.
Who,
so
Gunther?
Gunther, I think he's a very boring champion.
Really?
So so he doesn't.
But you like him.
I like him. I like him as a wrestler. He's a very, very good wrestler. I'm speaking wrestling. But him, his gimmick, his mic skills, I don't think it's interesting. I don't think it's exciting. You know, Kofi worked hard, and you know, he came close a few times. Gunther's just, you know, he's a powerful guy.
He kind of gives you Bobby Lashley vibes.
He does, but Bobby Lashley has way more muscle. I feel like Gunther's just bigger.
I mean, more like on the mic. Like, Lashley's not really talking.
Oh, yeah.
He just sort of goes out there and.
Yeah, but Lashley at least interests me, because Lashley's kind of he has an intimidating sound on the mic. And I guess so does Gunther, but I can't really understand him when he speaks.
I think he's badass, but go ahead.
He is badass, but he just doesn't interest me too much. Cool. But.
And Perry, you do like Marcel and Giovanni.
Yeah.
The team.
Yeah.
I think they should challenge for the titles.
It would be interesting to see. It really would. But again, I don't think it's really much competition. Just like in this match, I don't think Kofi Kingston was much competition either.
Yeah.
I just don't. You know, it was a good match. They could have maybe, you know, had a better ending to it. Maybe Kofi could have got the win, but it wouldn't have made sense for Kofi to get the win, I guess. But I don't know. I'd like to see more from Gunther. If anything, he loses the title to Strowman, I wouldn't mind seeing that, just because I think Strowman as champion would be dominant. I think he would be very, very good for a champion. But this match was good. I just wish the crowd was more into it, because it really was, but
it was good.
Again, Gunther just doesn't excite me. Kofi Kingston always has. So
I have
hopefully
to,
they book Gunther better in the future.
I don't want to disagree with you, because I don't disagree with you. For me, I have to wait to see more of Braun's stuff now, because I just don't think he's champion material. All he does is run around the ring. You know, like, and I like that. But like, he doesn't do anything that, like, at least you said, like, Gunther, you can't understand him. So that makes you stop. I know he's born. He's like, you know, nothing's born. But like, I lose.
Yeah.
There's like, he's just Braun is a monster among the monsters now. Like, okay, we get it. So you're going to destroy every big guy. That's going to be your gimmick. And then Goldberg's going to come and destroy you. Like, they're going to set it up for some stupid thing. Hopefully not. Now with Triple H being in charge. And maybe Braun will have a more serious. But I think of Braun coming out at the fucking New Orleans WrestleMania destroying the fucking parade floats, and I'm like, cool, and teaming up with a little boy. Well, let's move on. So the Bloodline are backstage, and Jay and Jimmy are talking, and Jay's like, you know, I never talked to Sammy about him lying. You know, pretty much a conversation that sets up for Sheamus to attack the Usos with the shillelagh, and Sheamus says, if you two make it on the make it past Raw, me and Drew will see you on the other side. So Drew McIntyre and Sheamus will challenge the Usos if they defeat Matt Riddle and Elias on Raw. So really not much to talk about there. You can if you want.
Excuse me. Not much to talk about. Just, you know, Drew McIntyre and Sheamus beat the Usos last week on a non-title match. So it makes sense that they will likely follow up with the title match. Excuse me. It's going to also be interesting to see Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, you know, see if they could. I don't think they will win the tag titles, but, you know, to see him actually as a tag team, because, you know, we know there's such a long history of them being rivals, but they've recently put that all to the past for the War Games match. And ever since the War Games match, I feel like they've been more on the same page. It could be more on the same page in a sense, they both want to take down the Bloodline. Maybe it's not necessarily that they're starting to like each other. But it's going to also be interesting to see how they team up. But it just makes sense because, like I said, they beat him last week in a non-title action. So I think it's going to be a good match where I do think the Usos will take the W.
Okay. I'm excited to see, dude. Well, Damage Control come out next. And Bayley's like, SmackDown needed the ratings and knew they could count on damage control. The three of us combined were in the War Games match for 95 minutes. Do you know what that does to our bodies? Bayley says, nobody on SmackDown had the guts to step up and challenge us. Nobody wanted to face us. Bayley goes on to say, as the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion, that disappointed me. That's when Liv Morgan comes out. And Liv says, it seems you have a problem with us. And on behalf of the SmackDown Women's Locker Room, I'm here to address it. Liv runs down and tries to make an attack, but Damage Control take advantage until we get the return of Tegan Nox, who comes out. I thought she was Tekashi 6ix9ine with the hair at first. I was so confused. When I saw the video, I saw like a picture. I was like, who the fuck
is this? I was confused at first. I recognized, like, okay, at first, I don't want to say I was confused because I was like, is Tegan Fox? But, like, I was confused with, like, the look because I don't think.
She never did that before.
She never did that before, so I was just confused. But I knew it was her right away. It just kind of took me a minute to, like, soak in, like,
to see her.
That's what she looks like now? Like, damn.
So she comes out and a control attacks Nox, but Liv Morgan nails Damage Control with kendo stick shots, and Tegan Nox lands the shiniest wizard on Bayley, and Liv and Nox stand strong. What do you think about Tegan Nox coming back and joining the SmackDown Women's Division again? Do you think she adds anything?
I think it definitely adds depth to the SmackDown Women's Division. Like I said, in the War Games match when I was mentioning Ronda Rousey being champion, you know, I feel like the SmackDown Women's Division is very, very weak, especially without Charlotte Flair. And I hate Sasha Banks. Sorry to anybody that might disagree, but or even with Ronda Rousey or Charlotte. But I think Charlotte and Sasha coming back would definitely be better for the SmackDown Women's Division. But for now, Tegan Fox coming back adds depth. And, you know, if she does team with Liv Morgan, maybe they can go for, you know, a tag team title run. They are having a little feud here, it seems like, with Damage Control. So maybe they can take on Dakota Kai and Io Sky for the tag team titles in the long run. But the fans barely reacted. So that's not really a great sign. We know Nox worked a lot with Triple H and NXT, so Triple H is familiar with her. So, you know, it's definitely good to see her get another shot in WWE.
I was totally listening to you, but as you were talking, I got some news. This is breaking news. I mean, you haven't seen NXT, I don't know if I should, spoiler alert.
It's the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. What happened? You made my heart kind of drop.
No, it's not bad.
Okay.
The New Day are going to be challenging Pretty Deadly for the NXT Tag Team titles at NXT Deadline.
Huh. Well, let's get into that for like one quick minute. I won't be long at all. I feel like that's good. I feel like that's good, you know. They're building something. I feel like, you know, I feel like they're trying to rebuild NXT to maybe the way it was. So having a well-known, you know, talent like the New Day appear on an NXT pay-per-view, it's very, very good. That's not bad. That's not bad. I don't think the New Day is going to win, but I definitely think, you know, they're there to put them over. So they're there to put talent over. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was excited to see, you know, that, but I was like, wait a minute, because like I saw a picture and I was like, wait, is this old? But let's move on to our main event.
But you did hear what I said about Tegan Fox, right? Tegan Nox. Why did I? I'm thinking of AR Fox from.
This is my thing about Tegan.
We recorded Dynamite yesterday, and I kept thinking of AR Fox and Tegan Nox. Oh my god, I'm stupid.
I'll give you a break. Here's my thing about Tegan Nox. I like her. She never really did it for me. She just sort of was there. She kind of fell on the back. I know everyone's like, oh, the shiniest wizard. The only cool thing that they can do with Tegan Nox is we do know she has history at Dakota Kai. So they could, you know, add that and be like, okay. What they could do is have like, so for example, we know that Dakota Kai has history with Tegan Nox. Fine. Bayley, you know, has history with Becky Lynch or whoever. Who does Io Sky have history with? A lot of people. Candice LeRae. Definitely Candice LeRae. I mean, she turned on her.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, so I just think they're going to add sort of like a poison to each person. But yeah, I don't really like Tegan Nox. I don't really.
I agree 100%. She didn't do anything for me. Like I said, if I was in that crowd, I would have reacted the same way.
Who the fuck she was too.
They probably didn't know who she was. And like I said, that's not a great sign. I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to see more of what she can do, because if I'm going to be 100% honest, I'm not too familiar with her work on NXT.
Yeah, like I've always, like, she's always gotten hurt, and I'm not, that's not a bad thing, but like,
right,
gets like so far and then she gets into the match and she gets hurt, and then it's like she loses all that momentum. I'm looking at this because hang on a second. Okay, wait a minute. I was looking at this. Karrion Kross has a promo backstage with Scarlett, and he's looking at tarot cards. And Kross says, it's time to take someone else into the eye of the storm. And he asks Scarlett to show her tarot card, and it features Rey Mysterio on it. And Karrion Kross laughs. Why is Kross going after Rey?
I don't know. Maybe it's just a fresh feud for Rey. We know Rey's coming back from a foot injury, so maybe this is, you know, something for Rey Mysterio to come back to. I just think it's just a fresh feud for both of them. That's just my guess.
Okay. All right. I can respect we'll see. It. We get another Uncle Howdy promo, which. I'm looking online because I took notes, but whenever I see it, I kind of get mesmerized. I'm like, ooh. So basically, in this promo, Uncle Howdy's there, and he says, he's like, do you know the man who lives next door? Why can't you all see? I know how Bray thinks, how he feels. It's all fiction. Trust us. Trust me. Revel in what you are. And then that's it. So... again, don't trust him. Do you know the neighbor next door? This idea of trust us. So it's almost like, what do you think?
I think the story is that Uncle Howe is just basically trying to tell us that everything Bray Wyatt is saying is a lie and to believe him. We still don't know who the hell he is. So,
or us. Remember, he says, trust us.
Yeah, so
trust us. Trust me.
So I don't know. I like I said earlier, I hope we find out who he is soon. I think it's Bo Dallas, but I just think the fans are trying to he's just trying to tell the fans that everything that Bray Wyatt is saying is a lie.
Yeah. Before we talk about the main event, next week we know the Usos or Matt Riddle and Elias, whoever ends up being the Undisputed Tag Champions, will defend against Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. We know now that is different because of Drew's wasn't it like didn't he like get hurt or something? Drew McIntyre is not medically clear to compete. Is it Butch that took his spot?
I think so.
So Butch and Sheamus taking on Usos or Riddle and Elias. You know, Shotzi will be taking on Shayna Baszler next week, and Kurt Angle's birthday celebration. I'm excited for that.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Listen, Kurt Angle has held this title before. This is the first time.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, PA. Yes, dude, I will be representing for you.
Shout out to my teams. I'm a Pittsburgh guy. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins. Let's go.
Pittsburgh, 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 Pittsburgh. Go, 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 go. Pittsburgh Pirates? No?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I'm a huge Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Are those... I'm not a big sports guy. Hockey?
Baseball. The Penguins are baseball or hockey.
Hockey. I'm a Baker Angle fan, and he held his title. Another great champion that's held his title.
Some great people. Wrestlers have come out of Pittsburgh. Britt Baker, Kurt Angle.
He's like some great wrestlers.
No, there's
Pittsburgh. No. Pittsburgh is a big town.
There's one more, but I can't remember.
Pittsburgh, I'm trying to think. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Elias. Bruno Sammartino.
Well, Bruno.
I thought Elias was good, but Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno Sammartino was like the main.
Who else? McAfee, I believe, is from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But that's all I know. I don't know if anyone else is from Pittsburgh.
Well, we know that Santos Escobar is not from Pittsburgh. He has Legado del Fantasma and Zelina Vega with him, and Zelina Vega is my lady.
Zelina Vega. Shout
and he is taking on Ricochet in the World Cup Finals. Legado distracts Ricochet, allowing Santos to send Ricochet outside. Ricochet nails a missile dropkick and suicide dive to Santos outside of the ring. Del Toro pushes Ricochet off the top rope. Referee kicks out Del Toro and Wild and Zelina Vega as well. Ricochet springs boards off the ropes, but Santos pushes him off. Escobar dives through the ropes onto Ricochet, who lands on the announce table. Santos applies a Boston Crab and then a leg submission. Ricochet goes for a shooting star press off the apron to the outside. A lot of action. Both men trade blows in
really
the ring.
Really good match.
Very good match. Ricochet and Santos are on the railing, and Santos lands a Hurricane Rana to the ground. Fans chant holy shit, and the audio is taken off. Santos goes for a flying Hurricane Rana, but Ricochet lands on his feet. Ricochet goes for a shooting star press, but Santos gets his knees up and gets a two count. Santos nails a reverse Hurricane Rana and gets a two. However, Ricochet nails a spin kick and lands a 630, and Ricochet is your new number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship. And to end SmackDown, the champion Gunther comes out and faces off with Ricochet. What did you think of the match and Ricochet being the champion? Well, not the champion, the winner.
So when I thought of the match first before I get into the Ricochet, because I think Ricochet finally, not finally, but getting another Intercontinental Championship is really good. Considering that, Gunther is the guy he lost it to, so he's definitely getting a rematch. So I hope he does win. I thought it was a very, very good match. Very good match with a very clean ending. They were both very, very competitive the entire time. It was fast paced. We're gonna get that. They're both, I don't want to say luchadors, but Ricochet. Mike closer, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, sorry. High flyers.
High flyers, yes. So, I knew it was going to be, a very fast-paced and competitive match.
And this is a rematch, right, from Lucha Underground, right? A lot of people were pumping that.
Damn it, I was just going to say that. So, yes.
Oh, shit. Sorry, dude.
I have that written down on my notes.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So, yes.
Fuck me. Pretend I didn't say nothing.
Good.
Go ahead.
No, trust me. You're good. So, yes. It was also impressive to see this match because they did have this match in Lucha Underground. And if you guys aren't familiar with Lucha Underground, please go watch it. I wish it never got, I wish they never stopped doing it. It was very fair. It was more like a TV show more than I guess that's what WWE is. But,
it's like a soap opera. I tuned into it and I was like, ooh, there's some stuff going on here.
Yeah, but, they had Rey Mysterio. They had some guys on there.
Yeah, they sure did.
Ricochet was very impressive, like he always is with those 730 splashes. It made sense for the babyface to get the win rather than the heel. I thought they were going to do some cheap ending where, Escobar gets the win. Vega helps him out in some type of way, but it was a clean win for Ricochet. Like I mentioned, Ricochet getting a rematch for the Intercontinental title because Gunther is the one that beat him. So I'm excited to see where this match goes. Gunther destroyed Ricochet last time they went at it, so I'm hoping it's a little more of a competitive match. Did they mention where this match is going to take place?
I think it's on
SmackDown, not the Royal Rumble.
It's going to be SmackDown, but it's not this upcoming SmackDown, but next week's SmackDown.
Okay.
So I think the 16th.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know. December 16th in Chicago. Okay, so I don't know if Ricochet is necessarily going to win, I think it's going to be an exciting rematch, and I think Ricochet was a good Intercontinental champion, so if he does win the title, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Me either, my friend. I agree. This is a good match, probably match of the week, a match of the night, obviously, for SmackDown. I'm going to ask you quick, Christian, because we don't have too much time left. What was your moment of the night?
My moment of the night was definitely the main event, just because it was good to see Ricochet. After Ricochet won the World Cup, Gunther did go out there and they kind of did a stare off, so it was good to see that. I thought, you know, Gunther was also good tonight. You know, we saw him 2 times. He dominated his match. But it was good. I thought definitely the main event was the best match. The Bloodline definitely had the best, you know, segment of the night, like always. I'm gonna give the show. I feel like I've given every single freaking show this, but I'm gonna give the show a 7 out of 10.
Oh,
it was a
10.
Good. It was a good show with 3 long matches. But overall, it could have been better. You know, it lacked very star power this week. We didn't see Roman. We didn't see Rousey. You know, I know, like I said, I'm not a Rousey fan, but you know, she is a big name on the, especially when on the SmackDown side. You know, maybe it was because I feel like I don't think they got too many viewers this week. Maybe it was because they were on FS1 instead of Fox.
Probably. So they're thinking, let's
so maybe WWE could have, maybe they didn't need to put a bigger name, you know, cause maybe people weren't going to watch it necessarily. You know, the 3 matches is what made the show interesting to me, especially the end. I liked seeing Tegan Fox back in WWE.
Tegan Fox. That's going to be your name now. Tegan Fox.
Tegan Knox.
Her name is Tegan Fox now.
I liked seeing Tegan Knox back in WWE. You know, she's still unknown in the main roster, so I understand why the crowd really wasn't reacted, but I wasn't too familiar with her stuff, but I kind of just looked her up on here, like kind of like a refresher. I've seen some of her stuff, just not too much. And, you know, I'm ready to see what she – I'm excited to see what she can do on the SmackDown side, because I think the SmackDown women's division really lacks talent. And my final thought is I just want to see Bray Wyatt competing in a singles match, whether it's against LA Knight, whether it's against somebody. Just I just want to see him in action, because although his – carry every gimmick he has and every promo he has and his storylines are always great and unique and organic, I do want to see his in-ring talent, because that's, he has very much of that, and that's also a big reason why WWE signed him back. So
he's the bomb. Well, listen, Tyler, you're the bomb. My moment of the night was the same as yours. I mean, the main event was killer. It was like you said, we kind of nailed it. Like the sort of FS1, not gonna do much because they know a lot of people are gonna be confused and probably won't be able to watch it. Sometimes when you record it, if you don't record it on the right channel, it won't even record it for you. So
right,
I can see them being like, let's save it. But again, match of the night, moment of the night, Ricochet versus Santos. And yeah, I mean, we killed it. I'm excited to see Bray get in the ring too. But with that,
wait.
I'm gonna say goodbye to y'all. Thank you for listening. I almost called you Tyler. Christian, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me again. Like always, yes. I appreciate it. This is always a fun time. I appreciate you. You're a good man. You're my brother. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. You're a good man, too. And you're my brother, too. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And we will be back. We got our top 20 pay-per-view countdown special coming out. Number 19, SummerSlam. Raw's coming out. Dynamite, a lot to come out, man.
Yep. I can't wait to do that. So just stay tuned.
And I feel like the most important thing of the night is what you said earlier. He's not, you know, you could call him, text him, but don't look for nothing serious. All right.
Right.
That's
one thing I do want to say here for the people. I will now be taking over on the AEW episodes. So
yes,
get ready for that. I'm very excited. I'm very thankful Anthony's letting me do this. So I'm ready to kill it. Again, just be on the lookout for that. In case you watch the AEW ones, you're like, so why is he doing this one? So
I'll tell you why, because he's a fucking beast, straight up G certified, number one, undeniable.
I appreciate that, my man.
Often replicated, but never fucking duplicated. So that's why my dude here is doing it. So yes, that'll be fun. That'll be coming out probably sometime this weekend or during the week.
We still got to do a lot before that. So
we are consistent motherfuckers, though, dude, by the way. Yeah. I appreciate you. This is a love fest. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We're going to go now before we keep on. We're going to start taking our clothes off. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh, no. Okay. That's when I leave, because everyone's going to run off. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a good night. Stay safe, and we'll see y'all
later.
Soon.
Bye.